This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one election boy. All you gotta do is trust me, Jackson Maine, the number one fuck boy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabers. Arthur, give him a shout out. Oh, he's hanging Chad right now. That's my election day humor. Also joining me in the High Mighty Studios, they have been here in person. They have braved the High Mighty Studios, and they're welcome to come back anytime. They chose digitally for safety purposes. So did I. But more importantly, they don't want to come back in this office. Guys, we got Laura and Rachel from Girls on Porn Podcast. Fire!
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi,
fam. We're so excited to be here.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so excited to have you guys here. And now that I know you even more or at all, I'm so much more comfortable. Like just having two strange women sitting on my couch smoking weed
staring
and me
at
going,
you.
So what kind of porn do you like? I was like, Gabriel, what the fuck is your life? You're going to get pepper sprayed or canceled or something. Get the fuck out of here.
No, your life is the coolest. Are you
I know.
Kidding? And just having girls over to talk about porn.
Hey, yeah. For work, babe.
Right.
That's me screaming at my wife. It's my job. We're talking about masturbating again. They're on again.
Sorry.
It's on my mind. That is, well, how can we not previously come on to talk about porn?
And
yeah,
then, like,
yeah.
You know,
what else are we going to
not
talk
follow
about?
Up with masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plot twist is Rachel and I no longer watch porn. We've evolved. Yeah, yeah. So we're here to just talk about our imagination.
I masturbate to a blank wall.
That's like the artist's way.
Sometimes I do. Honestly, sometimes I do. That joke, and I was like, actually, last night I think I just stared at the ceiling and was like, well, I gotta get to sleep.
I frequently realize I'm staring at a beige tile wall in a shower or a curtain or a display of assorted Kiehl's products. I'm like, all right.
You realize that after when you come to, right? Like you black out while you're masturbating and then you're like, where am I? The bathroom?
Yeah, you come back and you're like, oh shit. Oh my God, this isn't my bathroom.
Yeah.
Nice Kiehl's products though.
Yeah, wow. Must be an Equinox gym. Another place. No, I'm not going to the gym in this. And when I was not jerking off in the shower.
Oh man, I have never jerked off in the shower at the Equinox that I go to. I just wanted everyone to know that I was rich for a second. That's why I said that.
You just said you go to it. You didn't say you belong to it. That you might just sneak
true.
In there to crank
point.
Off in the shower and get out. I have never jerked off in a gym shower, but I have jerked off in the spa shower at a Vegas resort. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
what
that's
happens?
Probably the...
No,
that it
feels
was just
cooler.
It was just
I
one of those
that,
things
like,
where
are you okay? Like what happened? Like that must have been a tough day. Yeah.
What happened was I got super high, hung out in a spa all day, and then when I was showering to get ready, I was like, you know what would be a cap? I was like, oh, I should have showered in my room so I could have jerked off before. And then I was like, well, let's just get the fuck. I won't say
know?
Which casino because I can't have my diamond platinum
your...
my platinum right. status yeah, revoked.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say so that your fans don't just mob to that casino and try to recreate the event,
figure it out.
20 fat guys in Hawaiian shirts caught licking drains in Vegas casino.
In every single one.
Yeah. They're weirdos, but they're completionists, and I appreciate
yes.
that.
They commit.
Masturbation is a weird... I mean, masturbation is got an asterisk.
Finish the sentence.
Masturbation has an asterisk
fun.
Next to it currently because it's...
In 2020, you mean?
In 2020, in post-pandemic 2020, masturbation is like... I mean, speaking for myself as someone who is partnered up and lives with their partner and we are both working from home, masturbation right. has changed. Like the dynamic has certainly changed.
I bet it has.
And I'm no longer on the road doing comedy or shooting out of town, which was like, you know, key masturbation nights.
Yeah, right? You looked forward to it.
In a way, it was like my affair. You know, I'd get a hotel and like get to come into a towel for once. Sorry,
and not clean it up.
So you're masturbating less in 2020 is what I'm hearing?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Interesting.
Not like, not in a complaining way because other activities are up. You know what I mean? Like,
Hell yeah.
Without travel and things to do, other activities are up. So that's
y'all be fucking.
Yeah. But what's missing is like the random midday sesh that would maybe happen if I was working from home and my wife was working. Like I'd be like, oh, post gym, why not?
Yeah, right, I got some time to kill.
The lunch tug.
The old lunch tug. You get a half a sandwich, a cup of soup, and a full completion.
$5.99.
It's a great combo, sweetheart.
Yeah.
It just feels weird, like, for my wife to be on a conference call in the one room away. I mean, I still live in an apartment. Like, away, and I'm just like, all right. Put on headphones, and headphones while jerking off if you have a roommate is, like, not the right move.
No.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. My thing is always I just put on music. I'm like, if they hear the music in my room, then they're like, oh, okay.
She must be entertaining.
We know.
As Rachel's former roommate, I can attest that the music didn't really work, but it was
listen, I tried.
It was a cue that I was like, Rachel needs some privacy, so maybe I'll watch Love Island on my laptop in my room instead.
It's kind of fucked up that Rachel only plays her own music that she's singing, which is layer as the roommate, and for her, who's currently masturbating to her own soundtrack.
I can't tell when it's recorded and when it's live. Like, is it improvised?
Sometimes she's referencing super topical things.
I had a song in me and I needed it to come out.
Snow day. She must be talking about today. Yeah, so has anyone else experienced a change in their masturbation schedule or routine or attitude towards it?
I would say that I'm masturbating, you know, it's interesting. I think that I masturbate a lot in general, and I don't feel like 2020 changed anything for me because previously I was in a long distance relationship where I was masturbating on the phone a lot anyways. So it was like, I'm just like, but I do feel like now it's kind of like, well, I have 20 minutes to kill, you know?
Now it's like a carrot where you're like, all right, let's just, if I do one load of wash, I can go in the room, do another load.
Or I'm like, it's I'm tossing and turning at night, so I guess I'll just masturbate. I don't know. Like, it's out of necessity, almost.
Anti-anxietal, right? I mean, it works 100%. For me, for sure. Antidepressant, anti-anxietal. Does a lot.
I need that oxytocin.
It's like CBD. Yeah. I don't know what it does, but I'm not going to stop doing it.
It feels good.
I haven't done any actual testing, but I think I feel better.
I can't picture living without it.
My masturbation has fucking sucked in 2020. I feel like I've been so stressed out that rather than being like easy to just use it as an anti-anxiety thing to do, I have to like create a ritual about it. So my like masturbation's like fancier, but it's not like more frequent. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're indulging more in it, but not necessarily more often. Which I think
I gotta like clear time for myself gotta be like, maybe I'll take a shower and then I'll do some sage and Palo Santos. It's like witchcraft this year as opposed to just like being drunk and watching porn, although that happens too.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's inevitable. But that self-care stuff that we're talking about is like, do you guys listen to Reply All by any chance, that PJ and Alex podcast?
Episode or two. It's like one I want to get more into.
It's really
not like
recently
first.
They mentioned. I really enjoy those guys. They mentioned something. They use this expression like lemon in water. Like Alex's wife puts lemon in her water every day. And it's like a little thing she does for herself in this pandemic that's easy and makes
magical.
Your life slightly better. And then I finally have a phrase for that because that articulates this perfectly where it's like, I don't need a lemon, but hey, if I had a lemon, it would be like I'm drinking at a diner or instead of at my house.
Right.
So I've been doing all these small things like where it's like I buy cucumbers, chop it up, put it in my water. I have like a iced green tea that I brew myself every afternoon, instead of two coffees. Like I'm doing all these weird things, and it's like I could see how, I mean, and I have, I guess, included masturbation rituals in that where it's like, I exercised, sure. I got, now I'm going to get stoned, then I'm going to take a, what my wife thinks is just a long shower. But she, at least that's what she I'm knows. Advertising. Mm. She fully
yeah.
knows. I'm
like, yeah.
I'm, she's been with me for 18 years. I never take more than 5 minutes in the shower, but sometimes while she's working during the day, I'm in there for like 35 minutes. And I'm like, I shampooed and conditioned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did a hair mask.
I love that scrub you have in there. Does it help me get it out of my asshole? I have a lot of St. Ives exfoliating powder stuck in my asshole is all I got to say.
Oh, no.
The apricot one, I can picture the
I know. The
oh,
scrubs.
The apricot scrub is wonderful, but I'm in love with this, and I don't actually have it in my asshole, though. Oh. Not against the idea. But I'm
we upset. Weren't going to judge you if you did. Just
no,
I honestly thought you were just being real. It's all right.
No.
I've had a lot of weird things in my butthole, so.
There's a lot. The shower's the place, at least yeah. in my experience, to find out what that butthole do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
If there's ever a place to start playing with, you know, the garbage disposal. Yeah, yeah. And that's only, I don't use that expression for everyone. That's for me because I eat like I am a garbage disposal.
Yeah. Are you saying, you know, garbage disposal is like a special word for your asshole that we yeah. just get as a treat?
What I mean is that doesn't go for all of our assholes. Feel free to
right.
adopt it. I
oh,
just
I
don't
loved
want
to. It. No,
I don't
want to
speak
to. I
on
mean,
your
I was
bottle.
Like, oh, it's brilliant. It works on many levels. Because you don't want to get anything sharp caught in there, you know.
Yeah. That is true. And you don't want to put a hand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're going to put a hand, just put a finger first.
Yeah,
just to make
true.
Sure
that's
make
true.
Sure it's not on.
Right, right. It's very true.
Oh, you nailed it.
But
so you masturbate mostly in the shower is what you're saying?
Previously
exclusively.
Previously before the quarantine, yes, I never did. I don't like it's standing up is just slightly uncomfortable for me and my shoulder, believe it or not.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Your
I understand.
Shoulder.
Yeah,
now
for
I'm
like the motion I need. The motion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, now
yeah. Like, you don't, you can't move
I just
your
got up.
Arm
I was like, hold on one second.
Well, we all did it. We all right. three of us were just like, oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
let
yeah.
me figure so this
just,
out.
So just leverage wise, feel this in your front radial. imagine you're stabbing yourself in your chest. Try stabbing yourself in your chest. How that feels on your shoulder.
But my dick would be up here. It's too high.
Yeah, all right. Well, put it lower and stand up and just feel how that feels on your shoulder. Now I'm just.
Right?
I'm like Keith Raniere. I'm just talking. I'm like, all right, now do this. I'm sitting here trying to explain how my shoulder hurts, and I'm like, no. All right, grab a cucumber or a banana or something.
Yeah. We're going to play volleyball, and then I'm going to tell you what to eat. This compared to us just high on your couch talking about porn, like, which is better? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. This feels safer, at least, for you guys.
But you are upping the creep level because we're digital. You're like, I guess I could start counting their calories. Yeah. What are they going to do?
This is your collateral. Doing High and Mighty is your collateral. But for some reason, I'm going to just do it on camera. This hurts my body less than this.
He's not,
for
he's not actually masturbating.
Yeah, I'm not masturbating.
Just he's masturbating. Send help. I'm in danger. Sorry, that's not funny.
No, it's okay. This will be like 1,000 Reddit threads. Just don't search it and you'll be okay. I like the idea of like sitting down is more comfortable on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And standing. Also, I think I last longer standing. Or last longer in the shower. Maybe that's because frequently there's not screen time in the shower or whatever. Mm, but I seem to last longer in the shower, which is not as fun as it sounds. Like, you know,
that
I don't
explains those 45 minute showers.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Like, really?
I don't. Yeah. No, yeah, 45 minutes. That's hyperbole.
Cheers. Well, also, the water like spraying you in the face, or then you're cold. It's just like, I can't imagine that it's that. I don't like to masturbate in the shower. I don't actually think I ever have. I'm not like a. I was never a showerhead gal growing up.
I'm a big shower masturbator. Yeah. Kind of one of my favorite things. I started on a showerhead, and now I store my favorite vibe in my shower.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
well,
yeah.
I am the kind of woman who needs a vibrator in order to come. So it's like I have to think about – and I live with roommates. I share a bathroom. So I can't just have my, you know, rechargeable –
you know, wand hanging out in my shower because
just
my,
put like a big loofah on the end of it as like a disguise. It's like, oh, it's for washing my back. It's like, you know, like a vibrating toothbrush is very helpful. I have just have a vibrating back brush. That's all.
Yeah, it's just like 16 inches long. Yeah.
It just, and the balls part, I don't understand why those are there.
I mean, honestly, Rachel, would it even surprise your roommates at this point? Like,
truly not. Well, my newest roommate, he hasn't been here that long, and, you know,
he's a man.
Yeah, yeah, straight man. You know, I don't, yeah.
Oh, they're
it's
the
just
worst.
Scary.
You know.
We're just worried for him, honestly.
I'm worried for him, yeah. He's gentle. I don't want him to, I mean, I already have like 17,000 vibrators just in a like box underneath my nightstand in my room for all the world to see. So, you know, he's already had to like, every single time he walks into the apartment, I'm sure like one of them is hanging out over the side. And he's like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So,
you're like sitting on it, trying to close it. Like,
exactly.
I gotta get this through TSA. There's just like weird errant like attachments sticking out of every door. Like, whoa, what's this one for?
Yeah, lots of cords. I don't know.
Oh, that's for cleaning the tires of my car. Don't that. Oh, no, no.
Honestly,
don't use
closer,
that. For...
Yeah, the closer to a power tool, the better. You know, like
Is there anything like when it comes to masturbation where you're like, this is going to be a special session. Is there like, do you guys have like tiers? Is this like, cause
yeah, totally.
Sometimes I know like some dudes will be like, oh, and like, I'm going to like use lube and that's like extra special or whatever. I've never been a lube person. I'm a dry guy. that's a weird thing to brag about.
A dusty dry tongue. Yeah.
my wife's like, my husband, he's a dry guy. Like, ew. Gross. But like,
yeah, there's totally like when I think about like my like fanciest routine is probably like post shower, and I like lay out a towel on my bed and I'll like, you know, put on like lotion and or like body oil and then like, you know, work up to like pulling out a wand or a toy or whatever, you know.
It's I'm like as you're describing that, I'm like, this is insane that I'm making someone tell me this on my podcast. I'm sorry. I'm like, I asked this question
tell
like, oh,
body
you're, I asked this question, and then as you're telling me, I'm like very interested. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. This is, I was
I'm
like,
fully nude.
Uh-huh,
I'm on a towel. My hair's wet. Yeah.
Anyone else sweating?
But sometimes, like last night, when it's like, you know, I need to go to bed, I'm like, I'm not even taking my pants off. Like, I'm just like pulling them down to my knees. And then it's just, you
and
know.
And then she slept like that for some reason.
Best laid plans of mice and men. When I was a younger single man, or when I've definitely woken up with like a hot laptop and a roll of paper towels like on my soft dick, and I'm just like, oh no, I tried. This is human. Glad I don't have any roommates right now.
My alarm goes off on my phone and I open it up and it's porn, you know.
The next morning we'll be like, ooh, look at all these tabs open. I knew someone who destroyed their laptop like letting it roll off their bed when they were passed out after masturbating, so I've been paranoid ever since hearing that. And we'll sometimes have like a separate table like next to the bed so that if I pass out while I'm watching it, I don't like roll over onto it.
Yeah, smart.
You have like a unit that's wheeled in.
Yes, it's remote controlled. It's on like a Hot Wheels, and it like comes in by remote control,
it has an IV of lube also.
You guys are younger than me, but I'm picturing like those big TVs that used to get wheeled into your, did you guys have them like wheeled into your classroom?
Like square monitor.
On the cart. It's like, go down to the AV club. We're supposed to watch a movie. We have it booked for this class. It's like, you're like, or when the teacher had it, you come in, you're like,
yes.
You go into a girl's room.
Movie day.
A girl takes you home. She has one set up next to her bed. You're like, okay. Say no more.
Ritualistic masturbation, if I'm not mistaken.
It's It's funny, now that I'm older, like my leveling up, my older meaning, I guess just meaning a grown up in a way, but my leveling up of masturbation used to be like, when I was younger, it'd be like, I'm going for two. Like, I always say like going for two, and then after one, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? This is impossible. I don't even want to think about sex right now. Like that moment right after where you're just completely endorphin, you have none of the endorphins, where you're like,
you're high.
Closing all the tabs. You're like, whoa, lady, sorry. Like, the way it turns, 1 second ago I had 1,000 tabs open. I was like a fucking pervert DJ jumping around. And then fold up a paper towel and just be like, delete it all, throw my computer in the ocean, fucking set my apartment on fire.
Like, that's definitely part of the tiers of my like ritualistic. Like, how long do I spend curating the porn and being picky and being like, this won't do, and like picking out the 8 porns to watch, and then watching them, and then finishing, and then being like, oh, terrible, or like opening your phone the next day and being like, what did I do?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not including like, I'm not talking about like the shame of actually masturbating, but there's some stuff to the ritual that like afterwards you're like, oh, that felt amazing. And then you're like, holy shit, that was 90 minutes. Like, I was like you're like,
yes.
Like, so frequently have I like had a midday session where I like, when I'm done, I'm like, and I'm not necessarily taking long in the act, but you know, the lead up and all that. So, and I look at the clock and I'm like, I have to leave now for that audition. Like, I haven't done anything. And I'm like, getting in my car. And I'm like, I'm tired. And I'm like, I gotta get a coffee.
Your knees are shaky.
Like, fuck, dude.
Hours jerking off.
And it's that's the shame I feel, is like the shame of like, what did I just do with my time? Like that, that the best part was about 40 seconds at the end. Like, so sometimes, I know what you're saying, Laura, where you're like, sometimes the indulgence is like the time you allow yourself to like, whatever that means, edging or like watching longer or taking your time or stopping to smoke again in the middle or pour yourself water. But you know,
sometimes I'll plan ahead too. Like, I'll have a night in. I say like, that's a novelty right now. It's only nights in.
Sometimes I say girls night in.
But I'll be like, tonight's special, I'm going to pick like something really good to watch. I'm not just going to watch like whatever bullshit. I'm going to get high while I'm watching it. Knowing that after the fact, I'll be like, ooh, I'll be in like just the perfect mood to have my ritualistic jill off. And sometimes that's part of it too. The chill sesh and it's the masturbation.
Right. Because that's what I was going to say. As I got more mature, my improving my sesh is really about like something I would do in general. So it's like a nice long shower, you know, like
a shower
after I work out, a smoke joint, put CBD lotion on. Like, you know, you say all these things, you're like, oh, this is, I could do all this. I mean, and masturbate every day, but also without the masturbation part, that ritual is still pretty nice. You know what I mean? And it's like, for me, masturbation in the pandemic has become like a add-on
special
capper.
Treats.
Previously it would be like, I'm rarely just like, oh, all right, I'll just jerk off, I have a half hour or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's really now it's like, ooh, this will be, I'm already riding this, I guess I got more time, might as well keep going. And also for me, as I get a little older and want to maintain my I want to maintain my husband status, I also have to be like, well, if it's a tonight where...
Should I save it?
If it's like a night where it might happen.
Right.
I won't do it either, because I'll be like, well, this is unfair, because then I'm going to like be less apt to be into it later. Like, just, and so I want to be like ready to rock.
It's
so interesting. I'm also doing a lot of like, well, tonight might be. And then sometimes I'm just like, no way, you know, late work, this, that, this plan. I'm like, I'll be okay. And it's like, every once in a while, then you're like, shit, I'm on call for double duty. I could do this.
What's interesting, I read this stat recently from this one of like a Justin LaMiller, who's like a sex
educator.
A sex educator and researcher at the Kinsey Institute. And it was like, the more women have sex, the more they masturbate. But, like, it's not the same for men. Like, the amount of sex that men are having doesn't have any impact on how much they're masturbating.
Interesting.
I know.
Very interesting.
Yeah. You know, this tracks because you know when you're like, oh, fuck, it's been a while. I really need to get laid.
Yeah.
Worst thing for you is good sex.
It's
true. Because then you'll just be like, ah, just fucking horny all the time and then like masturbating. Like, yes. It like reactivates your sex drive like double time.
And then you're just like,
whereas
tearing
if you
down
have
the
terrible
walls.
Sex, if you have shitty sex, it's the I guarantee it's the best way to be like, right. Okay, I can go another fucking couple months.
Right.
Like,
you're
no
like,
thanks.
Did
like,
I miss
you're
it?
Reminded yeah. of like what you're missing, and yeah. it's not always great.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're right. Like, oh, yeah, true. There are some misses. There are yeah. some.
Yeah. Like, I could have just stayed home and masturbated.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. That is true. I could see that. I remember when I was younger, when I was going out as, like, a single man, I would make sure I masturbated before I went out just to not be, like, too,
too
horny.
Eager.
Yeah, I was, like, too desperate.
Yeah.
So like that was a thing, and then
we
that
could smell it on you. Yeah.
And now as like a long-term monogamous guy, I'm like, well, I'm going out with fully loaded, like, because there's a chance every night's a chance, you know what I mean? So who knows? So it's like, but sometimes I am entirely too horny to be out at a party, like, but not as frequently as I used to be.
I do the same thing, but I do it because I want it to, like, I want them to smell it on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's part of the witchcraft.
I want them to be like, I want
like,
them to be like,
save
your pheromones,
it.
You know? Yeah. Like, wow, something about you is glowing. I'm like, yeah, I jerked off twice before I met up with you. There's a twinkle in her eye, you know?
Yeah, I guess, like, now this is where I'm wading into territory I don't fully understand at all, but biologically it's like a little harder. The refractory period for men is a little.
Yes.
And
especially, it's different.
Yeah, especially as we get older.
Yeah, totally.
Especially as you get to be 38, overweight, smoking way too
Are
much pot, and trapped
crying?
In your house. No. I'm fine. Not me. Hypothetical person.
But no, that's a very
I'm
good
horny
point.
Right now.
That's a very good point.
I promise. I swear. Oh, I wish I was already.
Prove it. Prove it.
I'm pledging this
Guys,
sorority.
Yeah, he's jacking off again.
It's depressing.
Didn't
tell
it's all
him to do
that.
He's definitely not. He's trying to pretend he's horny, but it's upsetting that he's clearly
this
not.
Time he's just crying.
I don't know what he's trying to
not
prove.
Looking good shape.
I see what he's talking about. The shoulder, though, that thing is bad. That's bad news.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Somebody separated that bad boy too many times. So also, by design of my new masturbating paradigm, what has plummeted entirely is porn watching. I'm watching so little porn. These days.
You know, you're the only one.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. I'm assuming a lot of people, a lot of partners, if they both use porn and masturbation, not use is a weird way, but like experience porn and masturbation as a thing they do when they happen to be solo. I'm assuming that slowdown has happened a lot. I'm curious.
I wonder.
But I wonder if single people, I wonder if.
Saw like, there was definitely
there
a spike
stats,
at the like, beginning of, like lockdown and like. People just in general watching more, but that could be a majority, like single folks being like, well, guess I'm not catching it tonight, so I'll be self-serving.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Because I guess even if people are still at home with someone, it might, like, I'm sure a lot of people still want to, I mean, I know we're doing that. We're going our separate ways at times, so I'm assuming a lot of people are.
Yeah.
But
that's normal, right?
Yeah. But the porn thing adds a layer to it too, because we are open about, like, I'm sure a lot of couples are open about that, but it still feels like something like this is for just me sometimes. Like this is like I don't necessarily want fully, like, you know, I'm not the same person that when I masturbate as I am when I have sex. That's interesting. Is that a weird? I'm assuming this is true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
yes. A lot of people watch porn that they wouldn't do. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Well, I mean, I love lesbian porn. I don't think I'd ever be able to pull that off. So I do watch that a lot. Female orgasm porn I watch a lot, and I have done that a lot.
You know?
Seeing,
fingers crossed.
Ooh, someday soon. Try that one
still
in person.
Still waiting for the day. Yeah.
Almost two decades with the same woman. Hoping to figure this thing out eventually. Gotta get under the hood and sort this bad boy out.
So I think a lot of people watch porn that's very different than what they do or they're interested in their real lives. Like, right. A lot of people watch, like, much kinkier, edgier stuff.
Right.
Versus what they actually do.
And I think the market...
What they like. Yeah.
Do you think the market, and especially in streaming and, like, the tube sites, do you think the market pushes it there a little bit, right? Or do you think...
Yeah, I think
there's,
it's
like, a selection bias?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a, like, chicken and the egg in the algorithm, like, responding to... just the edginess of something, like you're gonna click on something because it's clickbait, and then suddenly you're like, am I watching bestiality? Like, how'd I get here? And like the algorithm did. So it is certainly like encouraged by the platforms themselves, but it's also true that people, and there's a little bit too the factor that people see stuff online and they're like, oh, maybe I'm into that. And occasionally that feeds back into their real lives too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there is that. You definitely go like, okay. It's time to bring this up with my partner.
Every
once in a while, you're like, there's something.
There's something here. Yeah,
maybe you want a hand job. You know, the lady doth protest too much, pal. Maybe this is just something you can try and ask for, and it's not, and it's completely reasonable.
Yeah. I like that hand job is as far as you took it.
Right.
You really didn't want us to overstep there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I do watch a lot of threesome porn, but that's something that I'm not.
You're not going to approach this year for Christmas.
And I'm not sure I even want that to be a thing. So like that I know is not the case, but like something else that I'm like, oh, you've been enjoying this a little bit. It's like that feels that's like completely legitimate. I mean, this is just long-term relationship shit of just like, this feels in our wheelhouse. I feel let's ask for the let's try.
It's kind
of
like all entertainment though. Like there is like the fantasy and the reality, you know, like just because I watch shows about like serial killers doesn't mean that I'm like, you know.
Yeah, or like
have a proclivity
trying
for
to be killed by one, to be one,
you know.
Almost all of my friends who love housewives, like the last thing they would ever want to be described as is a housewife.
Exactly.
Like, people who watch The Bachelor,
it's a fantasy.
There's something fantastical about it. There is that element of you. It is voyeuristic. You know what I mean? Like you're not like, I want the experience of you know, a fucking, you know, whatever.
Right.
14 babysitters or whatever. It's like I'm watching someone fuck 14 babysitters. That feels like an abundance of babysitters. That's arguably too many babysitters.
I feel like it'd be weird for them to be like, so just this guy? We got a bigger cast than we do an audience? Okay.
This was not the episode of Babysitter's Club I thought I was streaming.
What are some trends? Are there any new trends in the last, the last 6 months or so? Any new porn? Because I'm so out of the loop.
Well, there was a big boom of coronavirus-themed porn.
Yeah, there was coronavirus porn.
Meaning? Because, mask stuff? Like mask-based stuff?
Yeah, like mask stuff. There was one that we talked about on our show. It's called Girls on Porn. You can listen.
I have.
Where it was like sort of like... see, now I'm getting high and ineloquent. But like we find a woman... in a place and she's scary because
it's like patient zero.
You're like a CDC agent or something
and you're in a hazmat suit.
It's like a woman and she's sort of like an alien and she fucks you like through your hazmat suit.
Right. Oh, interesting.
In Wuhan.
It is sort of like the taboo element of like the step family and that kind of stuff. That's like the older, younger, the taboo ones, the boss, this feels like possibly possibly contained. Now I'm very high and very inarticulate. I'm fucking this possibly contagious like person. It's like that's crazy. That's bug chasing, like for fucking COVID, which is terrifying.
Right. What else? What other trends?
Been like a lot, like any like Zoom-based, quarantine-based? I mean, assuming quarantine-based.
Oh,
like,
sure. There have been a lot of, like, porn sites have done, like, Zoom like,
parties,
masturbation
sessions. Or, like, Zoom sex parties, which are their own thing.
Zoom orgies. There's been some Zoom orgies. Yeah.
Oh, that is the future of, I guess, safe group sex is sort of like...
You do your voyeurism and your exhibitionism, and you stay safe, but you do have to keep checking.
The Taylor family has entered the chat.
Poor Jeffrey Toobin, you know, he got his date screwed up, and...
Toobin clicked on the room Zoom link, and then, boy.
Yikes.
That's pretty crazy to imagine, like, you're typing in a Zoom address. You could end up being a guest on High and Mighty. You could end up being in the Atlantic's fake war games of the election, or you could end up being in a fucking Zoom orgy.
Yes.
The internet's wild man.
Yeah. It's like chat roulette, but not on purpose.
Oh, my God. You guys remember chat roulette? That was wild.
I do. Chat roulette a couple times. That shit was sort of fun.
Yeah. I tried to, and I realized I was just actively seeking out, like,
boobies.
Heteronormative stuff.
Yeah,
and I was
totally.
Just like, this is definitely going to be easier to find on one of these other million sites. Yeah,
I went on with a partner, though. Like, we went on sort of to fuck with people. Like, we went on and just would see what would happen, and then we pretended a couple times, like, because people would be like, hey, you guys should kiss, and, like, we were dating, but we would pretend like we weren't, and we were just, like, friends checking out chat roulette. And then we sort of, like, escalated it to the point where we were like, I don't know, and like had someone pretend to like guide us through the whole scenario of like deciding to fuck. We let that person like believe that they did that. Yeah.
Oh, that's really fun for all the parties involved.
It was a fun little role play.
I just thought about my tits a couple times.
That's a good prank. That's where all three parties enjoy themselves at the end. Like, that's a wonderful prank.
I think I said that weird. We didn't actually have sex on camera. We just did the stuff leading up to it. And then we were like, we gotta go, bye. But we like left after like making out a little bit. And stuff.
That's what I figured. Okay.
I wasn't sure if I was like, and then we had sex on camera. And I've never said this on my show even before.
This is the show to do it. The lie. Right? Steve Grant is easy coming on next week to talk about 9/11.
And like, you never told me this. How dare you?
I haven't thought about it in a while. What a juicy nugget.
I know.
Maybe that'll come into my masturbation tonight, like a fond memory of some chat roulette sex.
A fond memory.
Yes. I remember some chat roulette foreplay I did for strangers. I just took off my pants, and now I'm sitting in the High and Mighty studio in my underwear, but not just any underwear. I'm wearing my yellow Mack Weldon Air Knits trunk cut. Ooh, I feel great. Actually, they're a little short to be sitting in this office chair with, because the office chair is a little uncomfortable on the bare skin, but the underwear is comfortable as hell because it's Mack Weldon. They offer a wide range of customized fabrics that you can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like. I've told you about this. They got 18-hour, silver, Air Knit X, dry knit, warm knit. They created a totally free loyalty program. Level 1 gets you free shipping for life. And once you reach level 2 by spending $200, Mack Weldon gives you 20% off your every order for the next year. I highly recommend getting yourself a pair of Mack Weldons and seeing if you like it. If you buy a pair and don't like it, you can get a refund. And more specifically, if you use promo code HI at MackWeldon.com/HI, that's MackWeldon.com/HI, and enter promo code HI, HIGH, you get 20% off your first order. 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com/hi. Get yourself a pair of underwear, and trust me, they fit great and they feel great, and I have a weird body, so if your body's not weird, it's going to fit even better. Enjoy. I don't know about you, but I like to learn, and I'm having a hard time reading or paying attention to a lot of things, but luckily, I found CuriosityStream, which allows me to watch tons of documentaries. Look, documentaries are like the vegetables of movies. They're very good. They're not as fun or as junky as some other stuff you might watch. But a documentary, after you watch one, you feel like you maybe learned something, or you took something away, or you learned something about society that you didn't know about previously. And that's what I personally enjoy about documentaries. And with CuriosityStream, you get so many documentaries, thousands of streamable documentaries and nonfiction TV shows, history, nature, science, food, tech, travel, and more.
35 curated collections, handpicked by CuriosityStream's team of experts, award-winning exclusives and originals with David Attenborough, Stephen Hawking, Nick Offerman, Chris Hadfield. I actually don't know who Chris Hadfield is, but I know who the first three guys are, and that's exciting. I'm assuming if they're putting it in the copy, they like Chris Hadfield, you'll like them too. CuriosityStream works on just about any device, anywhere, anytime. So do yourself a favor, get CuriosityStream $14.99 when you sign up using promo code Mighty. So CuriosityStream, use promo code Mighty and check out a huge supply of documentaries. I know how I'm going to be burning through my election week anxiety. I'm going to be watching docs, baby.
Do you guys masturbate to memories?
More future imagined scenarios than memories.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
More. Interesting. More impossible, imaginable scenarios. I will say, and that's been like a sort of throwback thing, because I have been jerking off since before the internet. Which is just, I just want to remind you guys that that gray is not for looks. Yeah. I am an old fart. But I've been, so my, in this, like, becoming a shower guy has also led me to become sort of an imagination guy. And
yeah.
I'm pretty fucking good. I'm pretty good. You know what I mean? I still have some throwback skills.
Humble
and I've got,
brag.
I've watched 1 million movies of the adult and non-adult kind. Like my brain, I've got like scenarios and I've met thousands of
every narrative in your brain. Yeah. Yeah.
I've met thousands of beautiful women in my life as a semi-public figure.
Yes. You know what I mean? You've got some storylines saved up.
Okay. Time to jump in the shower. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, you're coming with me. Wendy the Snapple Lady, you can stay at your desk.
That one's obscure. Wendy the Snapple Lady, I haven't thought about her in ages. This is becoming a very nostalgic show. I'm loving it.
I know.
Well,
masturbation is nostalgic, right?
It is.
So
you're doing it right.
Yeah.
It's throwback, baby. Throwback. In my case, it's throw out. Throw out your shoulder. Well, it's funny that we're being nostalgic, and can I psychoanalyze the three of us quickly?
Mm. Oh, yes, I would love that.
We are recording this on Monday, November 2nd. So for we're recording this before Election Day to come out this week.
This is what escapism sounds like.
Yeah. So I was like,
high as fuck.
Yeah. Who better for the week of the election to have on than we can have on porn entertainment professionals discussing Jillin' and Jackin'.
That's right, baby.
I think and nostalgia is it's. I think that's why nostalgia is hitting hard right now, because it feels safe to look back.
Like the end
of the
fucking
world?
Yeah. Yeah. We ain't trying to look forward because we can't look ahead.
Well,
we
also,
don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw someone on Twitter say this, but tonight feels like the opposite of Christmas Eve when I was a kid.
Jesus.
Where it's like, I can't sleep, but I'm not excited at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the same sleeplessness. Oh, no. That's why it's 4:30 here and I started drinking. I'm just going to like check the fuck out so that I can wake up. And then
I ordered
let time pass.
I ordered like a like, you know, upper middle class, like, you know, 2%er amount of weed. Like,
yes, it's gotta be weed, but like, how are we gonna describe how much?
I don't know. I was excited. Maybe it was pizza.
I ordered today. I buckled down for a week that includes that includes both Election Day and my wife's birthday.
Oh.
Like, we're settling in for a fucking ride this week.
Yes. Baby.
And I'm hoping to either keep the ride going high or plummet and then try to crank back up out of the bottom. Through mutual aid becoming an activist full time. Sorry, continue.
My manager, who I probably shouldn't have even identified as my manager, told me that like people are just, everybody's, I guess it's California, it's legal, but like people are stocking up on weed. And she was like, I got a lot of weed because we're going to like run out. Like toilet paper style. And I was as my manager, I appreciate you sharing this with me because I should also have that concern.
I ordered a shit ton because I was just like, tomorrow is I'm going to be self-medicating from dawn.
Yeah.
I'm going to be having a Sunday special on Tuesday, which is rare. Sunday specials are supposed to be just for Sunday because of the pandemic. You don't want to make every day a Sunday special.
That's a slippery slope.
That's when the days all bleed together.
Then what do you got to do to get Sunday special?
I don't know.
If I could do DMT on Sundays.
Take and up new drugs. And,
Raise the stakes. Raise the stakes. What's the future of porn post election like? I'm just kidding. Like,
I like to be trying to just try to just
smash two
it's
ideas.
Sad. It's more.
I don't know.
it's more people crying while they're masturbating in their cam videos.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the election first because you clearly want to get it out of your system, and I feel like we have to if we're
It's hard
honorable
not, it's
Americans.
It's tough to be like to think about going forward today. All I want to think about is
It doesn't feel like the future exists right now.
Right.
Like, it feels like very disparate. Worlds could exist a month from now.
Yeah, and it feels really dumb to even like be recording material where, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean to like delegitimize what any of us do, but like, right now it's like, is this what my time needs? Is this what the world needs? And I, in a way, it's like, you got to keep living your life. This is my life. This is our lives, right? It's like, all right, let's get up. Let's talk about fucking cranking it for an hour just to feel alive right before an election comes. Because who knows? Who
I
knows?
I will say also that, like, I've started to shut down. Functionally, I've been one of the few people, gratefully, who's I've just been insanely busy. And it's partially that I'm doing shit for free just to keep it going. But, like, fully overloaded has been getting in the way of my masturbation. It's bullshit. But I've like lost the ability to function the last few days. Like my anxiety, my adrenaline has been so high and I'm never that way, but I've been like, it's really hard to give a shit about this budget or write this fucking email right now. So all to say, coming on a podcast to talk about masturbation felt like one of the few achievable tasks I can be on a Monday before the election. I will get off of this call and like cry watching Bake Off in 10 minutes, but this is working for me right now.
Well, if there's anything that High and Mighty does is that it lowers the fucking bar, baby. In so many definitions of that phrase, is that what we do over here at High and Mighty?
But,
love that.
That's not true.
But in reality, this is I couldn't be happier to be doing something like this. And
I know.
Hopefully,
someone
who's hopefully someone is soothing their wounds and some. Conservative Republican is listening to this episode and soothing their wounds and enjoying this podcast and
optimism.
More power to you, man.
I'm not even going to say anything to that Republican. I want to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to send some book recommendations. Like, I'm not even going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Live your life. Self-soothe. We're all having a hard time.
Yeah, jerk off.
It's
go
a
nuts.
Tough time.
Check out the coronavirus-themed pornography.
There's a lot.
And the virus is real. Anyway.
Wear a mask. Please.
Like we could all be fucking more if we all wore masks for if it took
just
6 months, just locked it down, wore masks, we could all fuck more. And I know that for a fact.
Yes.
What porn wise are you guys enjoying these days? Or is there like how is your porn watching changed since becoming sort of the girls on porn? You know what I mean? Have you been like, is it too close to work? Have your tastes like gotten so specific or so heightened, or do you have like, are you snobs about it? And like, and I don't even mean in that with a negative connotation. I mean, are you guys elitist?
We are master sommeliers of porn.
We are.
So it is sometimes that you forget how to enjoy a simple glue glue wine. I mean, I definitely
pornoliers.
Like,
pornoliers.
Yeah,
that's hot. I love
that's yours. T-shirt idea.
Thank you.
That and garbage disposal are my big wins today.
If you start using garbage disposal in reference to your butthole, that is a huge win for everybody.
I mean, 100%. Gabrus,
you're
we
getting
talk
wiped
about
up.
Our buttholes a lot. Like,
that's true.
I think we don't have like.
I know.
Butter.
I'm a listener.
Yeah.
I'm a listener.
The truth comes out. I will say that yes, like porn, I'm like watching it at 8 a.m. sometimes, like before we do an episode. So it is a little bit like we're a little or I'll speak for myself. I'm a little desensitized, and at times just like, poof, like not another 30-minute porn. Yeah.
I will have to say.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I'll have to say that the we've talked about this before, Laura, where it's like a true testament to a good porn is when we're like, oh
yeah, like it's just like it being in the movie industry, like the TV and film industry, being like testament to a great show is I'm not thinking about the shots or who's playing the voiceover actor, the fucking cinematography, like none of that's like if that leaves your brain, it's great. So if like we're watching porn to prep for the episode coming up and it's like, oh, I kind of gotta save this for later, or like I just fully masturbate at 8 a.m. like sure, like that's a great porn. But weirdly I feel like I've defaulted back to like my standards again, to bring it back to nostalgia, but I'm like watching some like movie sex scenes, I think because there's just a prior like Pavlov's dog style, like this is hot and we'll do it, you know? And then other times I'm like,
you're preaching
really
to the fucking choir. You're preaching to the choir there. But that also feels like a reaction to access to like unlimited, like full X-rated pornography. It feels like a reaction to be like, because I watch a lot of classic action movies for my podcast Action Boy, so I feel the same way. Sometimes it's a grind to be like, oh, I used to love this and now it kind of sucks, and like, but sometimes you watch this real treat and you're like, oh man, True Lies holds up or whatever.
Classic.
Exactly.
I feel like I've learned. I'm always learning
by the way.
Oh dude.
Yeah,
classic
dude. Agreed. That shit still fucking works.
Absolutely.
You're talking about when he brains him with the snow globe, right? I come every time.
Yeah, I'm jerking off to that.
I'm coming every time, bro. Yeah. the bathroom scene.
I know. And
Diane Lane doing
scene,
anything.
The hallway scene.
Yeah.
Brunch. That fucking rolls.
Fucking bathroom sex at brunch. Come on. Yes. Rachel, I interrupted you just so we could talk about Unfaithful. But
no, I just was going to say that continue to be surprised when I research for the pod, because there are things that I never thought that I was into or would get turned on by. And I'm learning a lot about myself, you know?
Yeah.
Like for the Halloween episode, we watched this this video from kink.com about like this
like edging video.
A gay scene. And I was like, I love watching gay sex. I love it.
Man on man.
Yeah.
Rachel also likes cock and ball torture, and that one in particular incorporated edging with cock and ball torture. So she was like, this is hitting different spots.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's weird.
Interesting.
That's
but that
not
is not
weird.
Something...
I'm sorry. That's interesting. That's not weird. I mean,
how dare you? How dare you, King Chen?
CBT is in my head all the time because it is also a cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
And it's really funny that they have the same acronym because it's
I really
embarrassed myself at the therapist yesterday. Like the idea of like. Showed up with a bunch of rubber bands around the base of my scrotum, and my therapist was like, I want to talk about your dad.
Not when I was.
I was going to ask specifically, Rachel, what are those things? And CBT is a new one for you? And like,
you
find that out through the video, through the pod?
I guess, but I've talked about this many times, but I was always really into this scene in Casino Royale when Daniel Craig gets his balls like slapped from like
with
a tie
knot.
Yes. I like was weirdly turned on by that when I was younger, and I didn't really understand why. I was like, well, it's because Daniel Craig's like naked, so like of course.
Right.
But now after doing this podcast, I'm like, no, I'm into CBT.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing it in real life.
Right.
It's not something I'm trying to
do
in the bedroom.
Perfect example.
Yeah. Like, but that is not something I'm interested in doing to a partner, but I like watching a professional do it to someone who's enjoying it, you know?
Do you know, like, what on a meta level that might be? Like, is that something about, like... No, I'm just curious. Like, do you think... Yeah. Like, have you analyzed that a little bit? Like, is it because it's, like... Or what it appeals to most people, not even just necessarily you, but is it because it's like, it is like a man's weak point and it's like,
yes,
there's something 100%. About like,
yeah.
If you
that
have it in your hand, you
well.
Have, you that person has power. Like,
right.
Like,
I like seeing men in submissive situations in general.
Yeah.
That's just, it's been
that's
a
probably the
for
same
me.
Yeah. For me, but on like a more like, you know, like 80s submissive level. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
You're doing the softcore submissive?
Yeah,
I'm like,
totally.
I mean, I'm like, and I realize a lot of the stuff that I watch is part of what I like about it is that that dynamic where it's like a slight power dynamic is like all my favorite stuff is like older women or
sort of like gentle femdom, like not quite femdom, but like an authoritative woman.
And
she's wearing cute clothes because we talked about that.
And she's got a pencil skirt on.
Yeah. And to unpack this, just to lay it all out there, it's definitely a direct one-to-one reflection of my home life. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely what I like about my situation. And it's so funny that it's just reflected in that. And there's stuff like, I didn't talk about this the last time I was on your pod talking, because I was talking about how I love clothes. We talked about secretary, the theme, the category of secretary. One that's come to play big for me is CFNM.
Clothes, female, nude, male.
And it kind of just by design hits like the two markets of like the women are usually in, the women are in power and they have clothes on and they have like cute clothes on, possibly you know, like business attire.
And naked guy, don't try to hide behind that one.
Yeah, there's a part of it that there is a naked guy. I do like to see cock in porn, even though I consider myself pretty much vanilla hetero down the line. I mean, lightly bi in that men are handsome, but like,
sure.
I don't, I do like having
Say
a penis. In, I do like having a penis in my porn. Although I do, I enjoy lesbian porn if it's got orgasms in it. Like, I like that part of lesbian porn. So I like,
I like penetration.
I like penetration or like real lesbian couple stuff. You know? As staged of a lesbian couple. Honestly, as real as the stuff can come across is better for, like, the more removed it is from like a situation, even if it is completely fictional, like I'm Spider-Man and you're my teacher, you know what I mean? Like, if it's like casting couch or like anything like that, that pulls it away from me. Like, that pulls me out of the situation.
You don't
want to
watch auditions forever and ever.
I mean, it's so weird. I do hate doing auditions, so that could be part of the reason. Is like
the psychological tie in there is clear.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I don't love that dynamic. Probably what I don't like about that either is that often, now that I'm thinking about it, often that casting couch situation is a male dominant situation. And the shit that I hate the most is like anything where like a woman seems like this hurts, but I kind of like it. Like, that stuff doesn't do it for me. I have a hard time with that. Even me understanding acting. I still am like, I can't play with my dick while this is on. Like, this doesn't feel weird. It feels not right for me.
Totally.
So this is the part of every episode of High and Mighty where I say the kind of porn I like and the kind of porn I don't like. What you watching, Gabrus?
The topic was beer. How did we get here?
Have you come across anything that is not for you? Because you're both, based on listening to the pod, pretty open-minded, obviously, about the topics, but in general about your tastes in porn. But is there anything that's like...
sometimes you find stuff that you're just like viscerally like, I can't. Like, we did do an episode on like golden shower piss play stuff, and we did an episode on like... We've done episodes that are heavier in like fluids, which I found I can't do past a certain threshold. Like... Even splashing was hard. Like, even food play, I was like, ooh, I'm just shy of what this is. Just because, like, I don't know. Just, like too much spit, too much random substance. And food play was really hard for me to just, like, process. It's just not my kink. I don't want to kink shame anyone, but I just was like, I viscerally, this isn't what my body wants, you know?
My body fluid stuff stops at spit. Like, I don't
I'm not really into like cum play either.
You're into
Say
what
it again,
play?
Rachel?
I'm not into like cum play, you know? Like, I don't really want to see like something in my stomach kind of turns, even though like I'm happy to swallow a load from, you know, time and time again, but I don't like seeing but I don't
while the boys
see...
are at war, I've been known to take a load or two. Like Rosie the Riveter.
November 2nd. We can't say that. There could be a civil war tomorrow.
Oh, no. Fuck yeah. We have to back real assholes.
Taking loads for Jesus. Fucking America. Oh, God.
But yeah, I don't like watching someone like play with the cum in their mouth and suck it back in and spit it out and do that kind of thing.
Sometimes the videos where they're like, it's spit and it's cum. I think in our deep throat episode, much spit jizz play. And I was like, yep, this isn't for me. It's for somebody else.
That's frequently a sauce that's added to the deep throat genre. Yeah.
Because there's like something, the spit gets weirder when like your throat opens up, you know? It's very, it gets, the viscosity
when that texture changes. When it's like, did he already come? Or, you know, like, what's happening? Like,
what's that?
Are they making bread?
Stomach acid? I'm not sure.
Is that an activator? Is that what that's called? Is that sourdough starter?
They're making sourdough. Quarantine, baby.
You know what I'm talking about.
Because I do enjoy, like, the most amount of male dominant stuff I like is a deep throat video.
Sure.
Like that's my wheelhouse there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying all this shit on a podcast. Like, who the fuck is this for? Here's a question. Do you guys have actors or directors? I know now you guys are even more knowledgeable. So directors or production companies that you, because like that was the case for a long time, was like just seeking out the specific
platforms.
Woman. Like for me when I was younger, it was like, oh, I like Holly Body. Like find Holly Body wherever she is, you know? And then you watch all of Holly Body's movies and you're like, oh, she didn't make any after 95. I think I'm going to have to find a new one, find a new favorite actor.
Owen Gray is like one of my favorites. He's pretty big.
You talk about him on one of your episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's pretty popular.
Gray, Mickey Maude. Yeah. I mean, what's cool is like now we've met a bunch of these people. Right. So like we've had Mickey Maude on the pod. We've had Michael Vegas on the pod. We just had Damon Dice, aka Spencer Barrick. Like,
Oh, cool.
So it's weirder now to be like, here's who, because they're like, butts almost. Yeah, I guess. It's like a stretch, but
I mean, unless you're rocking that, fantasy imagination brain, you're not running into a lot of people in life that you've masturbated to. You know what I mean? But it's like, you start interviewing porn stars, you'll start getting around to like a friend of mine. A friend of mine is like a photographer, and I follow his Instagram, and he posted this video of an actor that Ryan Keeley. I'll give her a shout out. But she was doing more like modeling thing, and she looked amazing. I was like, I can't figure out where I know this woman from, but I know I love her, and I'm like, just. So I like check the tag, search her, and I'm like, I know specifically what video I like Ryan Keeley from. You know? And it was such a fun moment to unpack it all. It was like seeing a teacher at the grocery store where you were like, oh, yeah. My body had a reaction to her, seeing her like not in her, and I still was able to figure it out.
Teacher. What's the German word for like meeting a person that you've never met before, but you've masturbated to a million times? Like, what's that German word?
That's crazy.
Seeing a teacher at the grocery store is the greatest analogy for meeting porn stars in real life.
Where you're like, I know who you are, but the dynamic is weird. Please call me Gary. No, you're Mr.
Sorry, I'm sitting in darkness over here. I guess your people are just here, but the sun is setting and the light on the other side. So I'm just, so for our listeners, I'm just fully in the dark on the Zoom call now.
Yeah.
Like,
we're getting to.
She also took off her top, which was
no, she's really relishing in the dark.
Yeah. Right, the sun isn't setting where you guys are.
Yeah. No, she lit a candle. I don't know what's happening.
I thought we were getting wild.
She's pulling a TV tray in. Uh oh. I hope she's putting on a movie for the class.
Substitute teacher.
Do you guys watch closed female naked podcaster? It's Gabrus' Patreon.
Literally.
You are starting to look like the woman in the cult documentary who didn't sign the release.
It was like, refused to give her name. I'm just going to lower my voice.
I saw him at volleyball.
I want people to understand my experience. I don't want to share who I am.
Wait, Did you guys watch The Vow?
And I'm not caught up. I mean, obviously, spoiler is the news that he got, 120 years?
Yeah.
But we watched the episode where the whole plot through line was just like, we're gathering paperwork. I was like, I'm going to feel less urgent to watch this. Because didn't they add episodes when they wanted to like extend it to line it up with the with the court date?
It was boring. It got boring for sure. And now I've watched three episodes of Seduced, the Stars documentary on NXIVM.
That's like India, right?
Yeah.
It's from India's point of view. You understand why she refused to do the HBO one because she already signed a fucking deal with these guys or whatever. But the more importantly, in episode one, and it's just, they come out swinging. They just have Keith on camera saying fucked up shit and him like desensitizing the ESP and NXIVM people to the idea of rape. Like downplaying rape. It's insane. And it's something that is
not
touched on in The Vow at all. And you, and like, I highly recommend watch two episodes of Seduced.
Right.
I am so back activated in this mindset. And
It's
And
you're
India,
starting a cult, is what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Clearly,
like, I'm like,
as anonymous woman number one, I'm first to sign up.
Well, they're going to go back and watch these, like, listen to this podcast and be like, that's when it all began.
We're all in a documentary. We're recording the Zoom, so this is actually going to be documentary footage. And I'm kind of glad my face is shrouded in darkness.
I will not ever use footage from this because I am wearing a way too tight t-shirt. I'm in workout clothes.
He's naked.
Rachel, that is what I wear when I work out. I said, I'm wearing workout clothes on the Zoom. Do I have your permission? It was a loophole. Don't even try to cancel me. You signed the document.
I'm from everything.
There, you have to look at my, never mind, say my soft.
My garbage disposal.
I'm showing hole on camera.
Why is he bent over? It's a podcast.
Gabrus' voice sounds weird. He was in a full French oyster the entire time. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I forgot the thread. We were talking about The Vow, but was there something before that?
Oh, yeah.
Seduced.
Check out Seduced for sure.
We're just recommending podcasts now.
I'm recommending that to you guys. Star series. It's worth it if you don't have Stars or track it down somehow.
Okay.
Because
I do.
They come out swinging.
Other TV shows.
I love Stars.
Because I felt like The Vow was just, like the first two episodes, I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I was like, wait, there's how many episodes?
They could have done this in three.
It could have been six.
The second, that woman, I forget who her name, but Mark and whatever her name was, and she's like
Sarah,
technically we're in the front page of the New York Times, and it's like I just watched you on video talking about how good you were at The Vow and how good you were at making money, and now you're saying like, and then she's like saying things like, I will stop at nothing to get your daughter out, and it's like, lady, I 1 week ago you were fucking like
branding
yourself, like calm down, slow
also,
down, breathe,
you, you're like, a failed actress, like I don't
trust
you.
It's so obvious that you're enjoying being in the documentary.
I just don't trust you.
FaceTiming, there's so many devices, and me and my wife are watching it, she's hating it way more than me. And she's like, I can't stand these people. I'm like, it's because they're actors, isn't it? And she goes, oh my god, oh my god, that's why I hate them, because they're actors, they're acting like actors, their director is a fucking scarf on, and he's like, record everything, record everything. Oh, what a fucking genius director.
He's so good at volleyball.
I know.
Watch one episode of the Stars NXIVM doc. They're like, there's been no record of him ever doing judo. It's like they're just undercutting Keith like instantly. They're like doing, they're fact checking hard. It's fun.
It
has teeth.
Oh, nice.
Well,
I like
guys,
teeth on a doc.
I just screamed about the documentaries. Hold on.
Gabrus
has got two porn podcasters on. Let him scream about a documentary for 40 minutes, leaving the most interesting parts on the table.
Cool.
Thanks for having us, Gabrus.
I turn the lights off in my apartment so that I could slowly slink away and you'd never notice. Yeah. Be like, Laura hasn't said anything in a while.
There's a scarecrow with headphones. You just have like a Ferris Bueller kind of like... Oh, it's a jack-o'-lantern in a tank top.
It's just that I put headphones on. I just had it handy because we get a lot of swag for free. So I
put my sex doll up and it's just the legs. You're like, oh
man.
It's a head and legs. There's no middle. Like, what the fuck?
There's not even a head.
It's a mouth and legs.
It's just legs.
And a neck hole, because that's all you need.
Damn it.
Tell my listeners where they can find y'all and find you guys and find your podcast. I mean, They could just, whatever app they're listening to this in, search for Girls on Porn.
Literally. In order of importance, the podcast is called Girls on Porn. The Patreon is Girls on Porn.
Uh-huh.
The Instagram is Girls on Pern without the O because Instagram is a sex negative misogynistic platform. That really drove them there in the crowd. They were like, oh, cool, this sounds fun.
Yeah, it shows male nipples, but not women nipples. Blur them all. Or show them all. I don't know, show them all.
But I mean, come on. It's your support that we needed, Gabrus. Thank you.
I'm here to say we should look at women's nipples. It's like, sir, I'm at like some feminist rally
somehow
and they're like, sir, you have
got
this
confused.
All
done.
It's like, sir, you're like, it's like the eight can wait of fucking women's lib.
Yeah.
Girls on so then it goes to Instagram is Girls on Pern.
Yeah, and then on Twitter is GOP the podcast.
GOP the podcast.
Mm. And we have a website, girlsonporn.com.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Where
that
you
was
can
available?
See pictures of us.
Yes, it was. Could you believe it? Girlsonporn.com.
It's our porn. It's the on that was somehow. Yeah.
Right. Right.
What a win though, right?
Yeah. It was a big day for us.
For any variation of the word girls and porn in the same URL to be available is insane.
Huge.
In my mind, I thought some bot just bought every iteration of porn with like other words.
Yeah.
I wonder,
true.
Should I my
that
email
bot
address
fucked up.
Should I change my website to just gabrusporn.com?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Freegabrusporn.com.
Yeah, I would go to freegabrusporn.com. I would be disappointed. I'd be like, where's the porn?
I was told there'd be free. Oh, he curates it? That's weird.
I actually almost would also check out. That's like a Spotify playlist. I'd want to know what your porn playlist would be.
You know what? Pornhub, reach out to us. We'll curate playlists
we'll
for you guys for your
for
site.
You?
The Girls on Porn playlist and the High and Mighty playlist. I would like nothing more. It just has like bootleg movies in full. It's like 2 hours.
It's just unfaithful on a loop over and over again.
It's just academic lectures in my case, which I literally found and watched on Pornhub.
Wow, she's they uploaded all of Yale.
Yeah, okay.
Turns out you can do Yale for free. You just have to watch it on Pornhub.
Here. We're doing Anthropology 101, baby. Yeah.
You just have to watch the Semen Axe ad over and over again at the beginning. Yeah.
And you guys, I'll tag your personal Instagrams and stuff with posts if you want. But if you want to just tell people what they are here. I know originally you guys were sort of separating yourself from the brand, but that feels like that's gone out the window.
Yeah. At this point, I'm like, this is my main source of income. Like, who cares?
I'm on Instagram at Ramaday. That's R-A-M as in Mary, A-D as in David, E as in Eric, I.
And I'm _ R Ratchet.
Yes.
With 3 R's. So,
3 R's.
Yep.
Ratchet.
And an underscore at the beginning. Or you just
tag Ramade.
Yeah.
I'll tag you guys in that for sure.
Yeah, right.
And
the
now
selfie
that we're allowed
you're
gonna
to
post. Now, I'll post it.
That naked selfie of our recording session.
Yeah. Just a darkened photo of just like, oh, it's a sex doll. It's Rachel and myself.
Fully lit.
Yeah, I've got fucking. I realized halfway through to turn down my computer light because I was like, I look like a psychopath. I was like, ooh, much cuter. Just much
well,
cuter.
That's what I should
do.
I should just turn mine all the way up so you can make out my features. There you go.
There you go. Oh,
wow. You do, great.
You do actually look like in a movie when, like, because you're in a tank top, too.
I look like a hacker.
She
literally does.
Or you look like the female, like the Secret Service or like badass CIA agent lead who's like in her office, who's like now at the hotel, like, fuck, okay.
Cracking
the same
it.
People
yeah.
on the same routing number, you know, cracking it. And then you're putting on your BPV over your tank top. Totally badass.
You got great narratives in your mind, Gabrus. I can already tell. It's the beginning
those
of a story great
storyline.
Starring me alone later tonight.
I was like, wait, did you just read my mind? What, my point? See ya at the cinema in the skies, baby. You're like, wow, you're a really great storyteller. I was like, Laura, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Practicing.
I told you I was good. I wasn't fucking with you.
My imagination works. I just have no... I use all my imagination on mental fantasies and none on finishing a screenplay.
You'll get there.
Someday.
In 2021. Yeah. Actually, quarantine is the worst thing. I don't know why I took that so seriously. I was like, believe in yourself, Gabrus. You'll finish your screenplay.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on Thursday, November 5th, get out there and vote.
Oh, no. Dark. Oh, my God. What's going to happen?
Who knows?
I had almost forgotten about it.
I recommend at some point tomorrow everyone take an hour off from Twitter and all the news sites. Just go to the Tube sites. Go to your favorite performers page. Go to a female weightlifter's Instagram. Whatever you need. And just zone out and treat yourself to one.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Everyone, and now you're listening to this on Thursday.
Yeah, I guess, so it's too late. Well, but to be
still
clear,
still counts.
To be clear, we're saying yes to masturbation even after the election. That was
always.
I think.
We will be jerking off through 2021 and beyond.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a promise I can make as an American I will continue to crank on in the face and tyranny.
It is my
take our lives, but you'll never take our balled up Kleenex. Now I'm legit screaming. I have upstairs neighbors. I live in an apartment. This is going great.
I'm sure they're used to it.
They are. Between just me and my wife, how we actually talk to each other and how I scream and record podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're awful downstairs neighbors. Guys, thank you so much for coming on High and Mighty. This was a lot of fun, and this really was a nice
Thanks
break.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, best thing to do to kick off this week, and hopefully this episode doesn't age badly in light of
fingers crossed.
Masturbation made illegal upon. No! Guys, again, thank you.
And yeah, thank you for having us, truly.
Please. No, thank you. I get like super serious in trying times like this. Join a Patreon. How about actionboys.biz? The girls on porn have a Patreon. Check that out. Or if you're into, sort of older man porn, which AKA 70s and 80s action movies, check out my podcast, actionboys.biz. And check out the Gino Lombardo show currently airing now. Episode with Scaramucci out, and it is polarizing people. I think Gino took him to task, but. Listen and hate me yourself if you'd like. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.